And then on the air of us right now, we have Zoc Intrier. Is that how you pronounce your name, sir?
Zoc Intrier, yes, sir.
Awesome. And you're with the International Club Makers Guild, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
What exactly do you guys do in the guild?
Okay, well, we're an organization. We have over 300 members in 26 countries, seven of whom are in Texas, which you know, I can discuss later. And primarily, our mission is to raise and elevate the art and craft, the club fitting and club making, and to promote our membership to the golfing public.
Awesome. So how big is club? I mean, I feel like club making is just keeps getting bigger and bigger in golf. And I mean, what do you guys do to make it better for like just the average golfer?
Well, most golfers, I would say probably, you know, the figures might be about 80% are playing with clubs that don't fit them. And so a good club fitter, club maker will fit that person in terms of set makeup and the correct lens and the correct shafts and the correct set makeup to help that player get more out of their game and actually give them a chance to actually get even better. So typically, again, if you have poorly fit equipment and the higher your handicap is, the more a club fitter, club maker can help you. And I've seen in my 20 plus years of business, typical improvements in handicap, reducing handicaps about 25%.
So you guys are basically, you're a guild of just different club makers around the world. And so how do people come in contact with members of your guild to try and get club fitting or something?
We have a club fitter, club maker locator, a Google map on our website, which is clubfittersguild.org. I believe you're in Houston area?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And I spent several years down in Houston, so it's a great golfing country, for sure.
Yes.
Our preeminent members are, we have two really well-known ones and just outside San Antonio, which I guess is a bit of a drive, but Mark Valliere and Keith Chatham are two of the top in the profession. And then up in Dallas, Russ Ryden has a great reputation, as well deserved. So we don't at this time have anybody in the Houston area, but maybe after this interview, we'll have some club fitter, club makers join us.
Well, that would be awesome. So going back to the club fitting, I mean, what are like the major benefits of club making for just like the average golfer, like somebody that's just starting?
Well, just starting, I mean, I think you probably want to have at least the correct lengths and lie angles and set makeup. I don't think you have to overwhelm the person with a lot of clubs, but you certainly would want something where they can tee off with and hit some distance for in the fairway, and you know, several irons and wedges and a well-fit putter. You know, if the person's going to be committed to playing, then I think I would go see a club fitter, because think about training for a marathon. You wouldn't start training for a marathon with shoes that are too tight or too loose. And so many times I've had people, customers tell me, well, I wish I had seen you 5 years ago when I was starting out, because if the clubs don't fit the person, the brain is an amazing thing, and it will compensate for equipment poor fits and equipment. And so if the lie angle, for example, is too upright, where the toe is way up in the air, first person will start swinging over the top to get that the sole of the iron to kind of sole center. And so they'll compensate for the equipment misfits. You know, if the ball is going right because of equipment, they'll compensate for that, and vice versa. If it's going left, they'll compensate for it. So golf's hard enough. I would suggest anybody that's starting out, if they're serious about it, you know, just you don't have to buy a lot of clubs, but the clubs you buy, they should fit you.
And so you guys are going to be at the PGA merchandise show this year, isn't that correct?
That is correct, yes.
What are you guys going to be doing there?
Well, we have some of our sponsors will be with us on the demo day. And we have, for example, from Texas, we have MR3 Golf Designs, and they make the best loft and lie bending machine in the industry. And they're in Texas, San Antonio. I think they're in San Antonio as well. Yeah, so they'll be one of our five participating sponsors. Then we have a meeting room conveniently located off the floor of the Orange County Convention Center, and we'll be having some workshops there. We will have some. We'll have our Hall of Fame induction, and we'll have our Club Maker of the Year awards.
Jacques, I have a question for you. I'm not a big golfer. I mean, I was talking earlier about my experience with golf is pretty much putt-putt and top flight, right? For someone like me, I wouldn't want to go out and have an entire set of clubs made specifically for me. What club should I start with if I'm a beginning golfer and I want to get better right away with clubs that are made specifically for me? Which one should I choose?
Well, I think you want to be able to get off the tee, right? And then I think, you know, maybe a club that's going to get you some distance off the fairway, and that would be probably a hybrid. They're a little easier to hit than the fairway metal. And then certainly you want to have a putter that fit at you. And even though you have some putt-putt experience, but, you know, in a putter design, what we want to see is a good club fitter will find the putter design in terms of, does it have a plumber's neck, which is, or is it a center shafted putter, or is it a double bend putter that's face balanced? And a good club fitter will figure out the structure of the putter, even you as a fairly new golfer, that's going to get you to aim the ball at your target. So, you know, if the structure's wrong, you could be aiming 5 degrees left, 5 degrees right. And certainly having the right length there would be important. And then weight is very important. Back weighting and adding weight to the head itself, it actually can improve your putting stroke. So it's the one thing that club fitters can do that is going to actually improve the mechanics of a golf shot. So I would look at, you know, as a fairly new beginner, have something that's going to be where you can hit the center of the club, the driver's not too long, and maybe it's got a little bit more loft than typical, and you're going to be able to get off the tee and have some fun. Golf's much more fun played in the air. And then, you know, something with some distance, maybe, you know, some kind of 4-hybrid or 5-hybrid that's going to allow you to advance the ball with some kind of consistency. And then obviously a well-fit putter is going to help you.
So you have now given me my excuse for my very, very poor golf game. It's because I borrow someone else's clubs and I don't have the right ones. So I could be a much better golfer than I think I am.
you certainly could be. Absolutely.
Jacques, thanks for your time this morning.
Yep, it's a pleasure to be here.
And yes, don't forget, guys, check out their website at clubfittersguild.org. Jacques, you have a great day today. And hopefully we'll talk to you sometime.
And listen, go Texans. I hope you guys do well.
There we go. Let's hope we can pull that out. That would be awesome.
Take care.
You too.